The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
We were talking about worldwide gay marriage, right?
I don't know, because it's Friday now. It'll be Monday by the time this...
That's all right.
What is
I'm
it?
I'm excited now. Travis.
What?
The
gay marriage is
legal across the country. What are you doing?
I've only been up for like 10 minutes.
Have you been on Facebook or social media, anything?
No.
All right, this will be us breaking the news to Travis.
Well, can we just use this?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to my brother, me, and if I show for the modern era, I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy. Travis, I can't imagine what a pleasant surprise is. Good. TGIF, gay marriage, is now mandatory worldwide. We did it.
Okay, that's not accurate.
On trends like these, I called it. I said that this would happen, and it would be the most successful Pride Month ever. And I made gay marriage legal.
Well...
I'm not sure that's accurate.
You and the five cool members of the Supreme Court.
Who know how to hang.
Who know exactly how to hang. The other four, I don't think they know the definition of the word to hang. It's two words.
We can all agree they are L7 weenies.
But now they gotta be cool because guess what? They gotta all get gay married to each other. Luckily, there's four of them. And so there's a nice pairing off there, two and two.
Considering, according as far as I can tell, this show is also, in addition to a bad advice show, is the Travis McElroy News Minute. Maybe we shouldn't like goof about like what is actually happening on Earth, because I think Travis might walk away. Like, we may never get another chance to update him on this situation.
Listen, if it's not on BuzzFeed, I don't know about it.
It's gotta be on BuzzFeed.
Goddamn to you, it's on BuzzFeed. Look. It's all of BuzzFeed. Guaranteed.
.geocities.
Kids react to gay marriage becoming the law of the land.
Gay marriage.
Hot button issue. It's not even a hot button issue anymore. It's just like, yes. It's just like, yeah, of course. It's like, of course. That's what the Supreme... Did you guys read the majority, declaration? That's what they call it in the court cases that the five of them wrote. And it's just like, yeah. And the dissenting opinion was all like, I don't know. It should be left up to the state because the way I interpret the 14th... And the majority is just like, dudes, yes.
Travis?
Yes?
I just went to BuzzFeed on a whim.
Uh-huh.
The front page of BuzzFeed is the gayest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there it all is. Okay, good. I'm so happy. This is great news to wake up to.
Yeah, I can imagine. God, what? If only every morning we could wake up. And it's like, well, now I'm going to say the thing. This is the Griffin McElroy false equivalence hour.
Do you guys feel like because you are, well, Griffin, you're 2 hours ahead and Justin, you're 3 hours ahead of me, that it's a little bit like early edition? And like you walked out to your front
door. The Kyle Chandler psychic cat show?
Yeah, the cat's sitting on the newspaper. He shoots the cat away, and the front page story is like, gay marriage is totally legal. And you're like, I have to tell Travis in the past.
I am, by the way, my hot new thing, I am deeply into people saying they're moving to Canada.
One slight issue,
which you may have heard about in the past decade. literally decade.
Listen, we've said
anyway, we don't have a lot of jokes.
No, we're just shooting for the hip. This literally is breaking news. It's Friday. We're recording this. And I'm just stoked.
We're just so excited to get to break the news to Travis that he has to marry a guy.
I'm so excited. Teresa will be devastated, but she'll get to marry a woman. So, like, good for everybody.
Mm-hmm. It's the easy out she's been waiting for. Thanks, Uncle Sam. So that's excellent. I don't know. I'm pretty happy about that. Let's do, like, our advice show.
Hey, let's do an earnest ass episode this week. What do you say?
Like Ernest from the hip, you know what I mean?
That's where I keep my earnestness, in my earnestness gun.
Well, good, because I think the first question is somebody will really be able to help with our earnestness and our answers and our emotions.
The other night, I got quite intoxicated during my ride home in an Uber. No drinking and driving for me. What do you want, a medal?
Yeah, great. Cool, great. Cool job, law like, follower.
Excellent. So we got to do two parades today. One for gay people getting married and one for you not fucking careening into a telephone pole. Okay, I ordered pizza from a prominent chain. The only one open till 3 a.m., Domino's. Now, I passed out when I got home in my drunken stupor. The driver tried to call me, but I was not waking up. Now, here's the problem. I elected to pay cash online when I ordered, so they couldn't charge me for either the pizza or being an asshole fee. What's my next move? And how long do I have to wait before drunkenly ordering from Domino's again? That's from Pizza Perpetrator in Pittsburgh.
I like the phrase, what's my next move?
Checkmate, Domino's. The day is
Why does Domino's let you choose the cash option after midnight?
That's a good point.
That's actually a really good point, Travis.
They should be like, 11:59. Okay, now okay. It's credit cards only.
You should have Prepay to pay a security. You should have to pay a security deposit.
Yeah, you should only be able to obtain contractual pizza after midnight. There should definitely be some sort of like mortgage put in place. Scan your photo ID.
You gotta be careful because the Domino's app is a sign of the coming future world that we're all going to live in, whether you like it or not. The snow crash-esque world we're all going to live in, where pizza is the only food, and the only way you can get it is through applications that you access through your virtual reality biopod, right? And if you get blacklisted, you get blackballed by Domino's, guess what? You don't eat anymore, because that's it. That's the only thing. What are you going to do? Go outside and fight the cyber dogs? No way.
Here's the horrifying thing no one tells you about those apps. Pizza tracking works both ways.
That's true. It's now moving through your bowels.
Well, I'm saying they're tracking you like Steve failed to pay Domino's. Spread the word.
I imagine you probably, I would think everybody gets one of these, right? Everybody gets one of these like crank call situations. Whoa, wait a minute. That's what you tell them. I'm sure they're still stewing about this in every Domino's in America. So call any Domino's and say, listen, I just wanted to apologize. I heard on the deep web, I heard some rumors that I had been, that I was being spoofed and someone tried to send a pizza to my house. And I'm sorry. It was, as you can tell, it was very late. I had church in the morning. I was already asleep. And I am very sorry that you were pranked by that. On a side related note, do you still have that pizza somewhere? Because I feel like for my pain and suffering, it's the least that you could do to set this right.
Do you know whose fault this really is?
Obama's?
The Uber driver.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't have gotten away with this shit in Lyft. Lyft driver's your buddy. Lyft driver would have been like, hey, maybe just put the phone down. Hey, this isn't a good idea right now. It's 2:59. They don't want to. Oh, please don't.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't bail on your Uber, because those dudes will go ham. Last time I was in New York, I tried to hail an Uber, and they were supposed to pull up at the hotel I was staying at, and I got a call from them, and it was basically like the Riddler was calling me, like, fiddle-dee-dee, come find me. I'm in a parking garage that's green. And I failed, and I got an angry call from him, and that was the worst day of my life.
That has happened to me a couple of times with Uber. Like, come get me. You have GPS. I've given you tracking abilities. Like, come get me.
The game is on. The most dangerous game. Can you find my black sedan? It's a Nissan Altima. Or is it?
It's my wife's.
In this word jumble, you will find the make and model of my car. But you'll never find me. I'm in a plane.
The thing about Domino's is it's a machine. It's a machine, and any effort you make to try to rectify the situation, like, is only going to gum up the works more. You cannot expect to be able to call and say, hey, listen, can you get me on the phone with whoever was working at 2 a.m. last Friday? I need to set something right. They're gonna think you're a creep.
I mean, life is all about giving yourself little gifts, right? That's that Twin Peaks style of living, right? You do something nice for yourself every day. Just one little nice thing for yourself every day. And this was your nice thing to yourself every day, and this particular night, that you didn't give yourself diarrhea.
And to waste someone else's 20 minutes. So that was pretty nice of you.
Well, I'm trying to run the math on this. Like, who is hurting? I don't care about hurting Domino's. They're a multi-billion-dollar corporation. They can handle it. I'm a little worried about the driver. He's getting paid an hourly rate. He was obviously cheated out of his tip, but like realistically, he was probably doing a lot of deliveries.
Yeah.
So you couldn't have cost him more than like 10 minutes driving out of his way and running up to the door and finding.
But also, Justin, delivery drivers usually pay for their own gas. That's what like delivery charge and tips cover.
I'm not saying it's a victimless crime, Travis. I'm just trying to mitigate how guilty he should feel.
Well, I'll say this. Domino's, actually, I've got some insider. My dad's on the board of directors of Domino's. Mm-hmm. My dad, my secret dad that you two don't have. They're actually in a perpetual state of being one pizza away from bankruptcy. Just one. If one pizza situation does not go down as intended, that's it for them.
Oh, maybe he'll come in tomorrow and pay for it? That'll never happen, sir.
Gentlemen, it's been an honor.
The band starts playing, like the fiddler's like, I'm going down with the Dominoes.
Hello, is this Papa John? You have fought a good fight, old friend, and I fear this is where we part ways. If you'd like to buy, well, you can just send over some of your boxes and we'll put them in your boxes. We've got a few in the oven right now. I'm not sure if you want those too.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Sure. Yeah.
This Yahoo was sent in by Level 9000 Yadru Druid Drew Davenport. Thank you, Druids. By Yahoo Answers user Marlene, who asks, why do big, beautiful men love putting so much seasonings on their food? Big, beautiful men. Why do big, beautiful men love putting so much seasonings on their food?
Why do BBMs put the seasoning? Okay, got it.
Speaking as a BBM, I can say that a lot of time the zest has it takes it a while to permeate my various layers.
What do you mean? Describe it.
A zest enough for a regular-sized person. Mm-hmm. There's enough zest on here for a regular-sized person to keep their motor running. I have not gotten to be a big, beautiful man by eating bland, flavorless food, right? I've eaten a lot of different food with a lot of different flavors. So as a BBM, I need that next level. And a lot of times, the other thing about it, that this is one of the big, big facets of it.
Really pulling the curtain back, Justin.
Yeah, well, I'm parting the kimono today. One of the other things about it, which is my least favorite idiom on the planet. One of the other things about it is that a lot of times as a BBM, you have to eat when you're not hungry. And how do you, because maybe you're bored or sad.
Okay.
So how do you spice that up literally and help get all the calorie junk down your gullet space? Well, good news. There's zest.
Yeah.
If something's a little salty or spicy, sometimes it can help you forget that you don't need it.
I remember one time you cooked me up a ham hock, and I tried to eat it, and it burned my mouth. Not from the temperature of it, but there was just so much like Parmesan and oregano on it, and my mouth couldn't even comprehend the flavors. Like, I hadn't developed the brain mass needed to take those flavors, separate them out mentally, and experience them all in these like individual compartments.
Yeah.
Justin, if I may ask, when we talk about BBM zest, are we talking like a Lowry seasoning salt or like an Italian seasoning or some kind of just like a dry rub sprinkled onto a food after it's finished cooking? Like, what are
That's kind of for commoners. Usually what I'll do is just use a grater on a salt lick, or maybe just throw some gunpowder on there.
Whoa, that's some next level flavor technology.
You do what you have to keep yourself in the heavyweight class, you know?
So what's next? Like pencil shavings?
Yeah, pencil shavings are great because free fiber, right?
Yeah,
And that's what a lot of people are gonna go to that first. You know what? What scares me, what keeps me up at night, that I'm worried the only flavor that's extreme enough for me that like I will be able to really get something out of is one meteorite dust to ground up dodo bones. And that second one is problematic.
Sure.
That's obviously going to that's going to be a big part of my day. So I've got to lean towards meteorite dust.
Let me ask you a question. Does umami even do anything for you anymore? When was the last time you experienced a good true umami flavor?
The last time I experienced umami was before the idea of umami was invented.
Mm. Okay.
So I didn't even know what I was just like sit like right now in my 34-year-old mind like savory is like a dream I invented. Like, you can't put enough savory on something for me to taste it anymore.
I feel that.
Justin, could we use modern day technology to like 3D print some kind of zest that would really do it for you?
Some kind of new zest.
Yeah. That like cutting edge Jurassic World shit where we mix in a bunch of different zest and also some cuttlefish. We end up with like the zest of the zest, right? Like, this is the zest you put on zest to make zest more flavorful.
And here's what we'll call it. You guys ready for this? There's a new flavor variant, right? You got your bitter, you got your sweet, your sour. This is a new thing altogether. And it's this hyper powerful zest taste is going to be called umami. Oh no, wait, I said it wrong. Umami. And that's what you'll say every time you put it on like a pizza crust.
The sixth flavor.
It's the seventh flavor.
Umami.
Umami. Yeah.
That's what they're creating with the Large Hadron Collider.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as that thing shuts off, they're going to go over there with a Hoover and a salt shaker, and they're just going to suck it up and be like, okay, we got enough here to make one dinner taste good for the J-Man.
Yeah.
Gotta ship this FedEx Double Express.
They're firing a fun-size packet of sour Skittles at a BW3's Inferno-level buffalo wing. And when they collide in the middle, umami! That's what the scientists will say. Do you mean Eureka? No, I'm doing a thing. Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. I'm trying Damn to get it, this Steve. Going. If I was like, my name is Daniel, and I'm the guy running the Large Hadron Collider, and I invent a new part of the flavor spectrum that has not been discovered before.
That only hummingbirds and BBMs can taste?
Yeah, only hummingbirds and BBMs can taste my new part of the flavor spectrum that I discovered. There's no way I'm not trying to name it after myself. There's no way I'm not going to call like, oh, this? This is Daniel taste.
I'm getting a little bit of, is that black pepper? Mm-hmm. And a little bit of, is that Daniel taste?
That is Daniel taste.
TMs. That'll be the subtitle of the flavor. It's umami, the Daniel taste. and it'll be as bitter as Swiss chard and a trillion Scoville units. Ow, my mouth burns, but it's so
I'm dead
sweet.
Now from Daniel taste.
Oh, my mouth is puckering, but it's on fire. What the hell? What is going on? Daniel's the only one who can taste it without going immediately completely insane.
But you know what? It's on a nice ham hock, it's worth it.
Oh, for sure.
What do you do about a friend who won't stop recommending TV shows to you? It's not a situation where she suggests things she thinks are good and leaves it up to me. She's constantly checking in to make sure I watched a particular show she thinks I'd like because it has a character of my race or sexuality. Woof. Her current favorite is My Mad Fat Diary, which, quote, reminds her of me. How do I tell her that I'm just not interested and her pestering is getting annoying? That's from your mad fat friend.
Are you throwing friend around liberally here?
Yeah, that's a loose use of the word friend.
Mad fat. Oh, it's a real show.
What happens on this? Give me a little context, Griffin. What happens on My Mad Fat Diary?
Set in Stamford, Lincolnshire, in the mid-1990s, My Mad Fat Diary follows the story of a 16-year-old 16-stone girl, Ray Earle. She's made out of 16 stones? She's like a rock monster?
No, that's how people weigh themselves in, like, the UK.
Yeah, it's 224 pounds, Griffin.
Because that's how much all stones weigh there. They've got the most uniform stones.
So the math on that, 16 times 14, is this woman weighs 1,200 pounds.
Okay, well, no, that's not accurate.
What a weird thing. What a weird metric to recommend. I mean, I guess I'm not really getting the full experience of this because I'm a white straight dude. And so people were like, Dude, you got to see the shows. 24 Friends, like all of them, man. All the shows. You're going to love them.
Watch basically any show besides the L Word. Dude, like, just watch any show.
Dude, have you seen
Aziz
Castle?
Ansari has a great joke about that where he talks about, like, people talking to him about Slumdog Millionaire. And he's like, what's it like to be white? He's like, Mad Men, that's us. Like, it must be so great.
I feel like I'm watching all the TV shows already. I got my Master Chef. I, you know, I've got my Dancing with the Stars, or not my Dancing with the Stars, my So You Think You Can Dance with the Stars. You think you're hot shit. Hey, I've got, you think you're hot shit, huh? Dance with these stars.
Hey, tough guy.
You think you can dance? Go fuck yourself.
Hey, you clumsy piece of shit. Get on that dance floor and humiliate yourself.
You think you can dance? I never said that. Oh, yeah? Well, get out there and do. No, I never claimed I could dance. That's the show I want to be on. I never claimed I could dance.
Why are you making me do this?
Please, dear God, just let me sit down. Can you just say to her, like, when she's like, you got to check out this show, be like, nah, you know, no. Well, I already watched enough shows.
I have another thing, Travis, it's basically like that, but the opposite.
Okay.
Just say you did.
And what then if she quizzes you?
So what?
Tell me what happened in minute 15 of episode 4.
I think it would be a fun game for yourself to keep things fresh. To just see how long you could feign that you had watched this show. This
and person then never admit that you're lying.
Yeah, right. Never, ever admit to. Just say you must have seen a different edit or like you watched some deleted features on the web, some extended scenes.
Are you sure we're talking about the same show and let your friend continuously try to be like, yeah, the one with the girl, she weighs like 16 stone. Yeah, no, I know. And then like she has the invisible friend. No. No, she lives in a small town. Yeah, no, I know. And she rides, like, the big pink motor scooter that's, like, bigger than any other scooter in town, right? And, like, no. She works
Okay, I see what happened here. I used some codes I found inside some specially marked containers of Snapple to get some exclusive scenes and some exclusive wallpapers. That I downloaded for true fans.
For my Motorola Razr. They're Razr.
So maybe you were like, are you exchanging the Snapple points to get all the bonuses?
Oh, because I thought you said you liked the show. Oh.
Yeah, I thought you were really into it. You should not only do this, you should then lie about your experience watching My Big Fat So-Called Life and then make a fan site based on your take on the show, so you have some like evidence to direct you to, like, this is where the true fans hang, and see how long you can keep that delusion going. That's your own show. You just catfished. And then if they want you to watch Catfish, now you got another problem.
Oh, and just have a little box at the bottom where she can submit her Snapple points, but instead of having a counter of how many more Snapple points she needs, just have it every time say almost there. And then see if you can get your friend to blow all of her money on Snapple.
Which would quite enough.
It's funny because it's good for you, but it's also good for Snapple because I think they need it.
Yeah, and good for them because that shit's just basically a vitamin slurry. I need you to go out and get on the internet and memorize the names of like 10 super obscure anime television series. And then every time she's like, let me hit you with this, My Big Fat Greek TV show. You say, that's interesting. Now, as is part of our arrangement, I have a deep web anime recommendation for you.
You could suggest to her that she watch movies that are impossible to be that you can't find.
Like Home Alone 6?
Like lost films. I'm talking about like, yeah, I would love to watch that. Will you hit me back once you've watched the jitterbug scene from Wizard of Oz? And they'll never find it. And that way then you have something to hold over their head.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Please.
Here's a Yahoo. I'm going to drop on all y'all. And it was sent in by Recognize the Game of Rachel Sperling. Take a moment. It's asked by Yahoo Answers user Drew. So I don't know if maybe there's some crossover effort happening here. Drew asks, is it bad to eat only 5 Cheetos a day? I've been eating extremely healthy for a while, and my body is starting to look pretty damn good. Nice. So, would eating only 5 hot Cheetos a day affect anything that much, or is the quantity so low it would barely do anything at all? Now, I am assuming this person means they are not eating more than 5 Cheetos a day, and not that their entire, they are subsisting completely on a quintet of Cheetos.
Gotcha. That's how I read the title at first.
You just have 2 Cheetos for breakfast, 2 for lunch, and then a sensible dinner of 1 Cheeto.
Right.
Well, you don't want to have bad dreams.
How many calories do you guys think are in a Cheeto?
Like it per, I mean, it depends, right? Like they're not pressed, you know, they're not stamped out. There's variation.
If you had to guess,
I would say about 80 calories per Cheeto.
Yeah, that sounds right. I would say like half a stone of calories. Maybe
half a stone of calories.
Is it bad to eat only 5 though? I mean, God, the restraint on this person, the self-control on this person. Do you think they have a special, like a special doctor that comes to their house and like gives them their prescription every day? Because if you have a bag there, 5 Cheetos is going to turn into 5 score Cheetos.
Nobody's ever, did you know, guys know that nobody's ever closed a bag of Cheetos? Mm-hmm. This is actually true. People either empty the bag and then tilt it up and get all that good stuff, or they leave it open. They're like, oh, never again.
They're just gonna get crunchier.
Third way. Yeah,
I think that the problem becomes eventually your routine will grow so ingrained that if you ever only eat 4 Cheetos or accidentally eat 6, you'll die.
Oh no!
Because you'll achieve a perfect balance in this human machine, and then eventually, if your body's like, wait, there was only 4 Cheetos, it'll go into basically like septic shock and
septic
you'll die.
Shock, yeah.
Now, I'm not a doctor, mind you, but I have had a lot of experience with Cheetos.
I mean, they warn you right up front that they're dangerously cheesy.
Dangerous.
Dangerously cheesy.
It also says in the package that if you eat exactly 5 of them every day, it's the equivalent of the limitless pill. And you'll be able to think super good, and you'll mm-hmm. be able to get a big bank job, but the government's going to come after you. I have not seen the movie Limitless.
That's basically what happens. He eats some Cheetos, and it makes him really efficient, and that's why it's a fantasy movie.
It would make you efficient, wouldn't it? These beautiful waypoints throughout your day, these beautiful check markers, these checkpoints. Ooh, boy, almost time for my 10 a.m. Cheeto. I better get some work done. Whoa. So I can really earn it.
You've just turned this whole thing around for me, Griffin, because I assumed it was like handful, 5 Cheetos, flip them in, and like, oh, that was my like midday snack. You're saying parse it out throughout the day, or maybe reward yourselves for little achievements, like took the garbage out, Cheeto, like finished that term paper I was working on, Cheeto, like to set them up as goalposts throughout the day. Now we're on to something. I can get behind this.
But then some days you just have shithead days where you just sit around and you play Destiny all day and you realize that, oh, it's 9 p.m. I didn't do anything. Better just slam these 5 Cheetos. Pomp, 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 pomp. But then that's awesome because you just ate a bunch of Cheetos. What am I talking about?
And then you reward yourself with more Cheetos.
No, God, no, no.
This you'll die. Important. That's right.
Did you guys know that in Japan there are Mountain Dew flavored Cheetos?
Yeah.
What? Why is Japan allowed to out-America America? Like, aren't they worried about infringing on our national copyright of being the worst? Like, that's kind of her thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's less than being the worst and more about, like, I mean, the true Japanese style is, like, recognizes the possibility of food mashups. Like, them pumpkin pie Kit Kats I ate all of. I was going to bring them home for folks, but then I was on the plane and I didn't just eat 5. I ate maybe 30.
The website, I went to find a picture of these because I wanted to make sure I wasn't talking out of my ass before I said I was pretty sure it existed. But there's a paragraph in the story I'm reading. It says, the move is probably not a huge surprise as Frito-Lay is the same company that introduced Pepsi-flavored Cheetos last year.
What?
Do you know how fucked your world view had? Like, do you know how numb to the wonder of God's creation you have to be for you to see Mountain Dew flavored Cheetos and think, well, you know, it's bound to happen eventually. What?
Oh, honey.
Are you sure?
Right here in the Times. They did it again.
Law of large numbers. You get infinity monkeys on infinity typewriters. One was going to type out the whole works of William Shakespeare. We are the monkeys, and the Shakespeare is a Mountain Dew Cheeto. Eventually, we were going to do it. Yes, of course. Somewhere in the universe, someone's making Mountain Dew Cheetos. Of course. Why not here? Why not us?
I want Cheeto-flavored Mountain Dew.
Ooh.
I mean, there is
some kind of Cheeto beverage.
Listen. We've all said a lot of shit in the past few minutes. But Justin, how good would those Mountain Dew Cheetos be crumbled up and put on like some tilapia or something like that? That's a kind of umami flavor I bet you can get into.
Umami, a Daniel taste.
It's sour. It's sweet. It's mud-like. What is mud's flavor? Because it has it.
Umami, a Daniel taste brand taste. See, he founded the Daniel Taste Corporation thinking that he would invent other tastes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He flew too close to the sun, though.
Oh, it's lightning in a bottle. He's a one zest wonder. Let me, I just had a great idea, and I'm going to throw out this money-making idea. You guys tell me if you want to invest. You know Lick-A-Maid?
Yeah.
Instead of sugar dust, it's just Cheeto dust in a bag. And then you have like maybe a pretzel stick or something that you dip in.
I have something that might also work for that, Travis.
What's that?
Pretzel sticks. Cheetos?
Well, yes, Justin, but like... If you don't dare to dream, then like why even wake up in the morning and reward yourself with five Cheetos?
I have something that else that you could dunk into it.
Uh-huh.
It's a key to a prison cell that you would be locked inside if you did this thing. Either created it or consumed it. There's a prison cell and it's deep in a mountain and no one's ever going to hear from you ever again. And that's where we will put you.
I will say, though, that if you did do the original Travis plan of dipping pretzels with Cheeto dust, the pretzel post-snack, after you've eaten all the Cheeto dust, the sloppy, slimy wetzel, if you will, would become the world's new number one leader for thing that no, like the worst thing you could possibly eat, narrowly edging out previous champion, Alive Sparrow. So,
oh, man, this is going to be the episode that makes me stop eating food.
That happened eventually. Let's go to the money zone. MeUndies is dedicated to offering the most comfortable underwear on the planet. I'm wearing them right now, and they are changing my butt life. And they're not just for guys, even though I'm a guy. They're not just for guys. They got a new collection called All of Me. It's a women's collection, and it's a four-piece line of undies designed specifically for the confusing angles and curves of the female form. And
the M.C. Escher-like angles of a woman's body.
The imperceptible warping of
what has gone on in the contouring of the female form.
The grain of the female form. I've been doing a lot of whittling.
You can get 20% off of MeUndies, which really are fantastic.
You can get 100% off of MeUndies.
You would pay twice as much for comparable underwear of this quality, but you're not going to do that because you know us. You can get 20% off of the already very reasonable MeUndies price by going to MeUndies.com/mybrother. That's MeUndies.com/mybrother.
I wish I could take 20% off my MeUndies and make a little window for my nuts.
Probably have those.
Wait, not your dick, just your nuts.
Can we not? It's funny if you say nuts one time. If you say it a lot, then we start to sound like Limp Bizkit.
Like a Jerky Boys CD.
We have another sponsor. Speaking of nuts
and jerky
and Belgian waffles, the next sponsor is Nature Box. You know them, you love them, you eat them. You snack on them, and you chew on them, and you swallow them, and they make you strong with all the nutrients in there. They're made from all artificial flavors, like umami. They're made with zero artificial flavors. The umami is totally au naturel, found deep, deep in the Mariana Trench, buried in an alien pod. But it's real. They don't have any colors or sweeteners, 0 grams trans fats, and no high fructose corn syrup. You can get snacks like mini Belgian waffles, strawberry lemonade, fruit stars, and sweet and salty nut medley. All really, really tasty. If you go to naturebox.com/mybrother, you can get a free trial box of their favorite snacks. Again, that is naturebox.com/mybrother. Get yourself a free box of snacks.
I got a message for Tori, who's the best big sister ever. And it's from Bess, who's the totally kick-ass little sister. The message is this. Message follows. To the bestest, most smartest, most beautifulest big sister ever, this is me publicly apologizing for that time I hit you in the face with a lightsaber. Happy birthday! I love you. P.S. I still think you should have blocked it.
Yeah,
I mean, Tori, I don't want to throw shade because that's not our show and we'll get in a legal hot water, but you probably should have blocked
like, when you blocked saw it
coming.
When the shit hits the fan and every day...
Or when the lightsaber hits the face.
Mm-hmm. Every day in this country is basically going to be like the Purge, except everyone's got lightsabers. You're going to mm-hmm. need to know some skills. You're going to need to know how to riposte, how to parry, how to face dodge. All of these techniques are very important if you want to become a true Jedi Knight, young Padawan. It's me, Yoda. I'm going to train you. It's me, Yoda. Train you, I will, in the ways of my Jedi skills. In the
order here at the IKEA.
Come to the grand ballroom, and we shall dance, for that is the first lesson in Jedi sword battles. Take up your
life. Is that Jarrett? He's like a combination of Jarrett from Labyrinth, Yoda, and Emperor Palpatine.
You remind me of the Jedi babe, young Luke Skywalker, in his bassinet and with his sister. I mean, you don't know about her yet. Shit. Anyway, take up thine sword as I blast you with.
Are we to assume, by the way,
magic?
Are we to assume, by the way, that when Beth says that Tori is the most beautifulest big sister ever, she means other than the horrific, instantly cauterized laser burn across mm-hmm. her face, right? Other than that, of course.
Well, maybe it's dashing.
Oh, kind of like a roguish charm.
She got that roguish lightsaber skill.
A roguish third-degree laser burn. I have another message here for Bob Peterson, and it's from AJ Johnson, who says, "Watch your fucking back."
Money well spent, AJ.
Well, maybe this is like AJ, this is the new black spot.
Imagine my excitement that we finally have a my brother, me bit that will be entered into evidence in a court of law.
That's exciting for me. There is no way on earth that hasn't existed yet. We've told so many, I mean, we've been sued hundreds of times, despite our disclaimer at the beginning of the television program. Did I say television? Because it's not mm-hmm. that, it's a podcast. We got that disclaimer there, and we still get sued on the reg. It's happening every day. People, it started in episode one. People were using too much shampoo and burning their scalp off. It's just people don't listen.
They don't listen. Or they listen too much.
They listen too much,
yeah.
It's a real problem.
Hey, you like t-shirts, right? How about a mug? Are your walls looking a little bare? Visit MaxFunStore.com and cover all of these bases and more. We just added some amazing new shirts and posters. So visit today and outfit your home and torso with the freshest MaxFun merch. MaxFunStore.com.
I recently dodged some layoffs at the small town local newspaper. Now I write and edit articles for a company that organizes conferences for video games.
Wait, did you dodge them by quitting?
Did you dodge them or did you not dodge them?
I dodged them by quitting before they could fire me.
I think that's what they mean, actually. Yeah. Okay, so.
Either that or they were the only person not fired and then went like, oh, cool.
You can't fire me. I quit. We weren't going to fire you. We fired Todd because he was being a dick. This is not a wave of layoffs. It's a bullet. It's a ray. It's a straight line of layoffs, and it pierced through Jerry because he's a
this
dick.
This is clearly a Todd off. This is not a layoff.
We got a Todd off, folks. Let's go to the parking lot.
We can only have one Todd in the office. We're going to sell the shit to dance. So, Todd,
sorry, Todd. You just weren't Todd enough.
You just been out-Todded. Out-Todd. Survivor.
Todd, you've been voted off. Wait, which Todd?
Wait, which one?
Oh, sorry. Oh, God. Todd Glasses.
Todd, you're gone.
I out-Todded and I out-Todded, but I guess I just didn't out-Todd.
And that's the one that really matters.
That's the one that you gotta know.
Listen, if you're gonna win the $600, you gotta do the whole trifecta.
You are the sole Todd Viver. Now I write and edit articles for a company that organizes conferences for video games. Many of the people in the industry I email use emoticons and emoji liberally. As a former newsprint copy editor, these confuse and frighten me. picture of Poopy. There's this
could be a beehive.
What?
Could be a beehive.
It's a brown bee.
Maybe it is a beehive
on the floor.
Like bees flying around it, or might be.
Well, you guys use Macs. I use the PC. I don't know what your resolution is. It could be a beehive from where I'm sitting.
Okay.
I think it's poop though.
When should I use emojis and or emoticons in professional emails? And this is from a picture of a cat in a picture of the American flag. Or Cat in America.
Man, I really want to say never, but I don't feel like that's helpful.
I think it's all just comes down to like using the right emojis. I feel like you get this more than you let on, because in this email you said, I'm a former newsprint copy editor. These confuse and frighten me. And then you took a break from writing the email to go take a huge shit. And that's why you put in this beehive emoji.
Let me ask you, is this a matter of like level familiarity, or is there a like hierarchy of like, if you are someone's boss, you can use emojis, but if you're like writing to your boss, you can't use emojis?
I don't think you should. I've never used emojis.
Do you know how to use emojis? Do you know how to inject them into your missives?
I don't. If I'm on the computer, I don't know how to do that. I know the teens love it on phones. There's a whole keyboard for them. I know that because my stupid fat thumb sometimes just brings up like ambulances, just pictures of ambulances, I guess, is what I got to communicate with now.
But you got to look through them. That's always fun. I wish I could just say like Siri, ambulance, and just put an ambulance there.
That would be
I've been stabbed. Ambulance.
I've got the command Siri ambulance is probably most effective as a way to make an ambulance emoji. That is some great prioritization on the Siri AI.
I just like the written word a little too much, you know?
Sometimes it can't get the message across.
Dickens didn't use emojis. Hemingway didn't. Actually, Hemingway loved emojis. I don't know if you guys knew that. A lot of wine bottle emojis going around. A
lot of bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Then dead bulls.
Yeah. A lot of
flaccid penises.
I was trying to think of a more artful way of saying it, but yes, Travis, flaccid penises.
I mean, there's gaps in the English language that we have to correct sometimes. Like people from the South get a lot of static for using the word y'all, but what they're really trying to correct for is a lack of a differentiator in the plural form of you
mm-hmm.
in the English language. So y'all was created, and it's a useful word to have. So I think that emojis can sometimes help to fill a gap, but what are you communicating with them? I guess that's what I'm saying. In 2015, what does using an emoji say about you?
I tell you what else it's good for is it's kind of the international language, isn't it? Like you can use this to speak with anybody anywhere in the world, and it's good for like the sort of concepts and terminology that like doesn't exist between two different cultures, right? Like if there's probably an emoji to sort of express the Japanese idea of being very very hungry, but also you've just seen a ghost. And they have a word for that. I'm having trouble recalling it. But we don't have a word for you're very hungry, but you've just seen a ghost. But then you use the
I think
emoji
the word you're looking for is boo mommy.
Jesus, please us.
You made me so angry sometime.
Do you guys want a Yahoo?
Yes, please.
Sure.
Let's try this one. It was sent in by Evan Jones Thorne. Thank you, Evan. It's by Yahoo Answers user. No name. Something went wrong. I almost said Garfield. I feel like I've used that one before for an anonymous one. Chelsea asks, where is Wizard Hut? Where is Wizard Hut? I can't find it, and I'm trying to find it on Fantage, and I need to find it. Please, where is? I can't find it. I can't find it, and I'm trying to find it. Help me, please.
I'm trapped in some kind of hellscape dimension. Please help. Where am I? Oh, God. I miss my family.
Where is Wizard Hut?
Where is Wizard Hut?
Wizard Hut. Is this a thing?
Wizard Hut.
Don't dodge the question. Where is Wizard Hut?
Read me the whole question one more time, Griffin.
Where is Wizard Hut? There's four words.
Uh-huh.
And but it's four like words. It's four. Here's the core subject. Where is Wizard Hut? And then there's like 30 words of a person having a panic attack on the internet. Where is Wizard Hut?
I feel like Chelsea said some kind of context in the sentence following where is Wizard Hut.
They're trying to find it on Fantage, which I don't know.
Fantage.
Or Fantage. Where is the wizard hut? Justin, you're being awfully quiet. Where are you keeping the wizard hut? Where's the wizard hut, Justin?
Are you now or have you ever been a wizard hut?
Anytime you see a Pizza Hut that's not a Pizza Hut anymore, it has become a wizard hut.
They haven't arranged it where when a Pizza Hut shuts down, which I don't think that has ever happened because, man, do we love our pizza. But when one shuts down, they have to sell it to a wizard.
We have actually had a sad string of Pizza Hut shutdowns here in Huntington. We were where your big, expansive Pizza Huts where you can really go in and stretch your legs and soak in the fucking ambiance and maybe treat yourself to a lunch buffet if you want to eat to kill. You can't do that anymore. They shut down the one on Route 60, and they shut down the one on Fifth Avenue, and they've conglomerated on one that is, I will be honest, brilliantly located, a mere stone's throw, a mere 30 paces from the Fine Arts Department of Marshall University. So it's like they are definitely servicing their core demo.
Yeah, I guess so. So, but the thing is this way, you guys have a surplus of wizards now.
Don't think of it as every time God closes a Pizza Hut, he opens a wizard hut. That's the way you gotta think of
it. What is it about the Pizza Hut sort of building that makes it so ideal for wizard residents?
It's the tall pointy hat.
I guess
yeah,
that's
the
a
tall
good
pointy
point.
Hat reminds me of their hats. Also lots of space for owls.
It's also
sometimes they still have a Pac-Man machine. Which and isn't specific to wizards, it's just
it's nice.
It's good to have
every
one.
Pizza Hut is built on the opening to another dimension. Oh, that's where the flavor comes from.
Yeah, sure. That's where they summon Umami to the Daniel sequel experience. Daniel's next hot next hot jam.
Umami 2.
Umami 2. I would love to see a sequel to the hit film Camp Nowhere where the kids took over the summer camp because they lied to all their parents and guardians.
Tell them Christopher Lloyd, yeah, they paid to be an adult.
Christopher Lloyd, they paid to be an adult because that's who you would go to. We need an adult, but we can't find one just like walking around the street. Let's hire Christopher Lloyd, professional adult. Yes, they did hire Christopher Lloyd. I want that, but instead of kids taking over summer camp, they take over a Pizza Hut. And they can do all kinds of, well, they would have to snatch it up pretty quickly to get in there before the wizard start squatting.
Wizard shows up and goes, I'm pretty sure this is mine now. No, we got Christopher Lloyd. Oh, sorry to have bothered you guys.
This is still a Pizza Hut. Oh, yeah? Well, it looks like you've turned the Z's backwards, and there's a lot of teens skateboarding in here. So
I would like a sequel to the film Heavyweights where they take over a Pizza Hut, and it's the opening scene is just like, well, fuck.
Yeah,
like but, not a closed Pizza Hut.
Right,
by
take over, you
operating
mean they occupy militantly a Pizza Hut.
Form their own sovereign nation.
Just falling through the plate glass window.
Is it possible that there is a sequel to Camp Nowhere and it's called Accepted?
Yeah, I mean, that is basically what that is. It's College Nowhere, Nowhere University. But that was when we were all caught in Justin Long fever. We had to get him in as many pictures as we can. And I'm not complaining. That was a super great time for our nation.
Yeah.
I loved the complete works of Justin Long.
The meta-narrative of the Justin Long canon.
It all happens in the same universe. Not a lot of people know that. But you can draw a direct line between all of his movies, starting at Galaxy Quest and ending at Accepted.
Well, starting at Galaxy Quest and actually ending at Galaxy Quest 2, it's a cycle.
Mm.
It's a circular narrative.
It's weird that after his girlfriend got dragged to hell, he would feel like getting back on a spaceship. But
jeepers creepers, he just wants to get out in there to space, you know what I mean?
All right, we've completely lost the plot. Guys,
yes.
The two of you,
Griffin.
Listen to me. Listen to me. Where is Wizard Hut?
Well, I've just joined Fantage. I've created my own avatar. And let me explore. Okay.
Live. It's our first Let's Play.
Okay.
It's our new Let's Play series called Let's Don't, where Travis plays Fantage while we listen.
Oh, they want money. Okay, I gotta get out of here. Pull the ripcord. Get me out of here.
Travis, I need you to pull the chat channel. Where is this wizard hut? We gotta, this is a...
Griffin, I'm trying, but everything's money. It's all money. It's all money all the way down. Oh, God. I can't get out. I'm stuck in it like the slime in Ghostbusters 2. Leave me behind. Cut the cord. I don't want to drag you guys in with me.
Goodbye, Travis. Okay. I'll miss Travis. It's too bad we lost him in the Matrix. The Fantage Matrix.
Okay, I am right now, I'm sending a Twitter message to Fantage fans, the official Twitter channel of Fantage, to see if I can get a resolution to this. Where is Wizard Hut? Hutgate.
President Obama, why aren't you answering the tough question?
I'm now asking POTUS.
When you're done with POTUS, Pat, go to SCOTUS.
Where is Wizard Hut?
SCOTUS thought they could just chill for a bit because they just changed the whole game.
They're all just playing Fantage.
They're all playing Fantage.
SCOTUS blog, where is Wizard Hut? Okay, is there anybody else I should ask? Justin Long.
Yep.
maybe he knows. I don't know his Twitter. Oh, it's Justin Long. Where is Wizard Hut? Is there anybody else I could ask? Do you guys have anybody who would know where the Wizard Hut is? Oh, I got it. Don't even worry about it. Neil deGrasse.
There you go.
Tyson. I'll let you guys know if I get any responses. I'm also going to look for people asking me if my account was hacked by the Fantage militia. Nothing right yet, but I will keep you guys updated.
And we will stay on the line until we find the answer.
Yes. The first one of those six people to respond to me, they will, I'll pass that along to you all. I don't think it'll be POTUS first, but it might be.
I feel like you may have wasted your time because Dippin' Dots 123 responded. Do you mean Wizard's Domain? Because if it's Wizard's Domain, it's in the forest over the bridge.
Really?
Yeah. So
who respond? Like, what tweet did they to me? Did they respond? Yeah.
No. In the Yahoo answer, there's is like.
Oh,
the best,
I was gonna say. God, I don't want to get on the fucking radar of the Fantage legions.
In the forest over the bridge. God, we could have saved a lot of time if we just said that right up front. Man, I wish I just read down a little bit.
Well, this has been another grand waste of time, and we're sorry about it, but we are not sorry that you chose to spend this hour with us. It honestly means a lot to us. So thank you so much for that, and thank you to MeUndies, where you can get the world's most comfortable underwear and save 20% by going to MeUndies.com/mybrother, and you get 20% off your first order.
I also want to thank NatureBox, where you can order hundreds of great-tasting, healthy snacks. Go to naturebox.com/mybrother, and you can sign up for a free sampler box of great-tasting, healthy snacks.
We have some big news, people.
Speaking of great-tasting, healthy snacks.
Some big news. We are having... Jeez, do you want to take it? You go.
No, well, I don't...
You negotiated the contract fiercely.
I guess I did. We're doing our first ever sponsored episode of My Brother, My Brother and Me.
You say sponsored episode, and that people interpret that immediately negatively, I feel like. It's a celebration.
A celebration of cross-promotional content.
The synergy is palpable.
Synergy of us connecting with the Totino's brand. So we're going to do a bonus episode of My Brother, My Brother and Me. You'll get it right here on this fine RSS channel, wherever fine podcasts are sold, where we're just going to talk about Totino's.
Do you need advice? Do you need Totino's advice? Either in terms of preparation, maybe somebody stole your Totino's.
Maybe what's the proper Totino's dish to be served at various fancy events?
That's a good thing. And maybe you're sitting Shiva. What do you prepare for that? I don't know.
Have you had a great experience with the Totino's brand that you just want to share?
You let us know. It's as much your episode as it is ours.
Live on,
but it's but it is 100, which is to say zero, because it's completely owned by Totino's.
It is a Totino's episode.
And do not send us any questions that are in the region of pizza without, like, living exclusively in the country of Totino's. We are only talking about Totino's branded family of products.
Live on the air, I'm going to take every Totino's product and combine it into one cannonball of flavor, and I'm going to consume all of that and give it a live review. It's going to be a nonstop thrill ride.
So if you send us an email about making your own pizza from scratch at home, I will delete your email account remotely.
You're dead. You're dead to us, pizzally speaking. We want you to tweet #MBMBAMTotinos. You can email us with Totino's in the subject line. And whatever you do, please follow and tweet at Totino's.
We're also doing some live shows, bit.ly/mbmbamseattle, bit.ly/vanmbmbam. It's going to be the last weekend in August. We're coming to the Pacific Northwest, and we would love, love, love to see you. Please come out to those shows. And because when you come out to any show, you're helping us to do more stuff and more shows, and we really appreciate it. So please go to those two links, buy tickets to all those shows, come or don't come. At that point, I don't care.
No, but please do.
Go ahead and come if you want, but just the main thing is to definitely buy it.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song as a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's everyone owns that album at this point, right? Like, everybody has it, and it's like the best-selling number one album in America and the UK, right?
They distribute it like samples of Tide.
Right, like it's gotta be. Anyway, go get that album. It's great.
I also want to say I'm so glad it's back. Justin, been loving the new episodes. Things I Bought at Sheetz, the hit video series on YouTube starring Justin and Dwight Slappy. So good. So good.
A Sheetz with a Z, by the way, if you're having trouble finding it.
You got some merch now, too, right? I bought a shirt. It's on its way. I'm very excited about.
Did you really?
Hell yeah, dude.
Thank you. I really appreciate the support.
I wasn't to support you. It was to support my body. I'm trying to look good out there.
Yeah. I appreciate it either way.
Do you want to plug Travis's show since he just did yours?
Yeah. Trends Like These is a hot new show about internet trends. From Travis McElroy, my brother, and Brentel Floss, who isn't my brother, but is a very funny person. And it's a great show that you will very much enjoy if you go subscribe to it on iTunes or anywhere else.
And along with all of that other content, what you really need to do
Please
is go to
Max. Don't call it content. You make it sound like a couple brand wizards.
Listen, along with all those brand magics, you should go listen to all the other shows on Maximum Fun. They're all great. I guarantee there is not a show on the network that I do not listen to that I do not love. So go listen. Go to MaximumFun.org and check out all the other shows. Also, go check out Brian and Lindsay Will Totally Eat That, Maximum Fun's video series. It's excellent. We've got a bunch of new Max Fun merch, including Sawbones shirts, the show that Justin and Sydney do. It's MaxFunStore.com. There's also tons of My Brother and Me merch there. So go check that out.
All right, that's going to do it for us, Griffin. Last Yahoo.
Let me hit it. This one was sent in by Level 9000, Yadrew, Drew, and Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. It's by Yadrew Answers user, Butthead, who asks, would you buy a marble sculpture of Bart Simpson if money wasn't an issue?
I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, and Me. Kiss your dad's school air on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture. Artist owned.
Listener supported.
I'm Jesse Thorne.
I'm Jordan Morris.
The federal government has millions of dollars in programs and opportunities that you need to seize today.
You're a taxpayer, right? Well, then you've got it coming.
Thanks to Uncle Sam, you can get grant programs for veterans.
Postage stamps that'll ensure your mail gets there in a timely fashion.
Fruit for you and your family.
Child care for your children that turns them into super soldiers.
Get $1 million to open your own lake.
Useful power tools that are easy on your soft, delicate hands.
Your own personal radioactive brick.
More sexual attention from everyone at the used bookstore.
Greyhound tickets.
Soft, gentle kisses from TV's John Goodman.
A real narwhal.
Athletic socks filled with stew.
A valuable pamphlet on millet.
Your father's approval.
Don't wait, right now.
For all of this and more, drop us a line.
Jordan Jesse Go, 123 iTunes Street, or wherever you download podcasts.